You have the smaller community groups all around Donegal that are just working with two or three people, like a lot of community groups. The application form is 48 pages. It's intense. It goes into great detail. These small community groups that are applying for 5, 10, 15,000 to do very important projects in small rural areas aren't able to take up that. They don't have the time to do that kind of an application. It's fair enough that those types of applications can be done for £100,000, £200,000 projects where they have someone working on that on a full-time basis. They have no problem with that. But there has to be some way that small groups in rural Donegal and that can access that type of money in a lot more easier way than to fill in a 48-page application form. Because what's happening is they are taking it to a point and then it's stopping. And that is detrimental for small community groups around Donegal.
The response you've got from officials is they acknowledge that there is an issue here, but this is national policy, this is a national form, and whereas they can bring it to the attention of those at the national table, nothing really can be done about this locally.
No, I met with the department as chair of the LCDC, the Local Community Development Company for Donegal, which distributes the leader money. I met with the department and I've taken this up on a number of occasions. But, you know, there are avenues for the department to simplify these application forms. There are avenues for the department to look at different ways that, you know, smaller monies can be capped to, say, 10, 20,000, that a different application form can be used for that. But the department don't seem to be interested in taking that up. They don't seem to be interested in the fact that these small community groups are not facilitating into this leader money. And through our own LCDC, we are doing a project at the minute where I've asked the local development companies to, you know, come back to the LCDC with the amount of community groups that are coming onto them, looking for money, going away and not coming back because the process is too bureaucratic. And, you know, that, I think, will show up in Donegal especially. It'll show up how really, really dire the situation is at the minute. We are heading down a road where community groups just are going to step back and say, look, we can't do this anymore. And if that happens, you will only have the bigger towns and the bigger community groups getting all the funding that's coming into the county. And that's very, very bad for everybody.